Hallelujah. And unto them that fear my name, Malachi 4 and 2. Yes. If you fear the name of the Lord, glory to God, the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. Father, we thank you again this morning as we get started. We give you the glory and the praise. We thank you for what you've already done. Thank you because your wings, hallelujah, the wings of the Son of Righteousness are over this room in the name of Jesus. To them that fear my name, saith the Lord, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Ooh. And ye shall go forth, glory to God. You shall go forth with joy, led forth with peace today. It's going to be healing for you and for your loved ones and for those that you know. Hallelujah. For this promise is unto you and to as many as are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall come, and as many as shall come unto the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you and welcome. Good morning, everyone. And so if you are here today, I want you to enjoy this room. And because we have, since we started this morning room, October 1, we haven't done a healing room, but today is the day. Today is the day, October 30th, 2022. It's the first of the days that we'll be doing healing rooms, and we will be doing it from time to time. But today, the power of the Lord is present to heal, and I am so excited. And so let's read through some scriptures. Then we're going to do a release of the power of God. Heal every sickness and every disease. And we want as many people as are in the room that are believing God for somebody, either yourself or somebody, to come to this stage. Glory to God. You know, and, so I want, my moderators to be looking. If anybody raise their hands, bring them to the stage, because we're going to do this today. I am so confident that the Lord is going to do this today. Praise God. You know, we want you to come. And if you have, faith also to believe, to pray for someone else, come and be on stage. Hallelujah. The Lord, he put the gifts of healing in the body of Christ. And you notice, that's one special gift. It's very, very special. He put an S on the gift also. It's very special. All the other gifts, nine gifts that Paul talked about in 1 Corinthians 12. But for this one, he put an S on the gift. Gifts of healing. Because there's various giftings for various diseases. Some diseases that's, they're just obstinate and stubborn like that. But the gift of God, break it down. The gift of healing, working with discern, the gift of discernment and all that, discerning of spirits, can discern the spirit that's behind those sicknesses. And it works even more powerfully, when you are, in the midst of the people and in the crusade grounds and so forth. But nonetheless, the power of the Lord is not constrained by social media. I want to prove today that social media notwithstanding, the power of God can still be in this room. The gifts of God can still work. Glory to God. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. Hallelujah. So Lord, it is not about us today. It's about you. Glory to God. You are the giver of healing. And we are going to look at some scriptures just to encourage us this morning. We start at Exodus 15 and 26. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Glory to God. In this particular scripture, of course, the Lord, he gave some conditions. He said, look, if you will, there's four different things he puts in there. For the people to hearken to his word, to obey his commandments and do all these things, follow his statutes and so forth. But he said, I will not put any of these sicknesses upon you. Glory to God. If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, that's number one. And if you will do that which is right in his sight, that's number two. And if you will give ear unto his commandments, that's number three. And if you will keep his statutes, that's number four. I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. So let's put that one in our pocket. That's number one, point blank promise. Psalm 107, verse 20. I'm going to read through some of these scriptures quickly to give us confidence in the word of God, the power of the Lord that's present to heal today. Psalm 107 and verse 20. It says, the Lord sent his word and he healed them. You know, so let's see if the Lord can send his word into our midst here this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. For the Lord sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. So we're going to see if the Lord can send his word here this morning. And the psalmist, he rejoiced in that fact as well. He understood, he said, bless the Lord, O my soul. Psalm 103, verses 1 and 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, you know, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, and healeth all, now all is all, that's A-L-L, who healeth all my diseases, not some of them, but all my diseases. Praise God, hallelujah. Now let's see, even the promise, even before the Christ came, the prophet Isaiah piercing the veil of time, looking ahead and saying all the things that Christ would do. Isaiah 53 and verse 5. You know, we know this scripture. He said he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Glory to God. Now, was he wounded for you? Was he bruised for you? I mean, did he accomplish the work that he set out to do? Or is this just talk? No. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. If we believe that he saved us by, you know, the work of redemption, then why do we not have healing? Because he did all of it together. Wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, gave us peace through his chastisement. He said the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, glory to God, we are healed. So it's a complete package that he did. And when Jesus hung upon the cross, he said, it is finished. Hallelujah. Now we fast forward to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24. And we see that the apostle Peter quoting the same thing. But whereas Isaiah put it out prophetically out there, say, we are healed. You know, he's prophesying, Isaiah prophesying on the work that Jesus will do. Peter, on the other hand, is putting it in the past tense. Said, by whose stripes ye were healed. Glory to God. So that settles it. From Isaiah to Peter, somewhere in between, Jesus actually did it. So Peter can now report it that it is already done. By whose stripes ye were healed. Now, if we were healed, why then are we not healed? Well, because sometimes we can't come to the Lord, you know, with the mind that if the Lord heals me, okay. But if he doesn't, okay. You know, and then we just accept it. No, we can't do that. And I'm going to show us some stories in the Bible of some folks that would not be denied of their healing, either the healing for themselves or healing for somebody who was a friend or family member. They would not be denied. But first, before we get there, let me show you some other stories in the Bible, which we know, but it's important for us to call these things out. Because this room is based on the word of God. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 8, verses 16 and 17. In order that this prophecy of Isaiah that we just read might be fulfilled, here's what Jesus did. He went in the evening time. The Bible said that they brought to him, you know, those that were sick of various kinds of things, you know, and he healed them all. Glory to God. when even was come, Matthew 8 and 16, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all. Now that's A-L-L. Healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled, glory to God, that which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet. He himself took our infirmities, bare our sicknesses. So Jesus healed them all. Now this room today is based on Luke chapter 5 and verse 17. This text is taken from there. There was a time that Jesus was in a certain place. And there's always a certain place. And there's a certain place today. It will be recorded in the books of the Lord. Today, this day, December 30th, 2022, you were in a certain place, which is happens to be Clubhouse in this room. You were in this certain place at this time. And there might be many people that come out of different places from different towns. He said, as he was teaching in a certain place, praise God, there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which came out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem and so forth. So as we are teaching the word of God today, some of you might have come from different places. You know, I know there's people here from the UK, there's people from Nigeria, there's people from the United States, there may be even people from other countries that are in this room or may come into the room. And as we are doing this, the Bible says that the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Well, that was then, and this is now. The power of the Lord is present here to heal also. And look at what they did. They brought a man upon a bed. This is a story of, you know, some people that would not be denied. And they would not, you know, be hindered. They could not get him. They found a way to get him, but they could not. Because there were so many people, you know, in the house. There was no way. So they took him, you know. They came in here. They went up on the housetop. They laid him down before Jesus. And the Bible says that when Jesus saw their faith, now, he went on to forgive the man's sins and eventually heal the man. But it was the faith of his friends, not exactly the faith of the man. We covered this already in another room here where we talked on vicarious faith, standing in the gap. Use that faith today. Even if you are not the one that's sick, you may be standing in for somebody else. Today, it doesn't make any difference. The Lord, he looked at the faith of these four that came, brought this guy in, and he healed the man. Glory to God. Healed him also. Now, here's a story. Every time that Jesus healed, especially on the Sabbath days, now, those wicked Pharisees and doctors of the law, they never cared anything about the, you know, the health of the people. They were more concerned about their dogmas and their religion and all that. And so they would say to Jesus, why you do these things on the Sabbath day? You know, here's a story in Luke chapter 13. And I want to say to every person that's in here today, listen to this. You know, let's read this Luke chapter 13 story. Everyone that's in here today, let's read this story. There was a certain woman, as he was teaching in the synagogues on the Sabbath day. I'm reading from Luke 13 and verse 10. He was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a certain woman with a spirit of infirmity, 18 years. Now, that's 18 years, folks. Now, some of you may have been praying, you know, sickness in the family or whatever. You know, it may not even be up to 18 years yet. If Jesus did this, he can do that also. You know, and she was bowed together and could in no wise lift herself up. Now, she couldn't lift herself up. She was bound. And when Jesus called unto her, she said, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And I say to every woman that is in here today, you are loosed from your infirmity. I say also to every man that's in here today, man, you are loosed from your infirmity in the name of the Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Now, when he laid his hands upon her, immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Now, the Word first set her mind in order. And I'm going to tell you something about that in a minute. The Word sent her mind in order. When Jesus said to her, you are loose, you said the word to her first. And they put his hands on her, you know. And of course, you know, the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because Jesus healed on the Sabbath day and so forth. There are 6 days in which men ought to walk, and in those days, come and be healed. Can you imagine that? Come and be healed Monday through whatever. Don't come on the Sabbath day because, you know, the law says you couldn't do that. And Jesus called him out. Thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath day loose his ox or ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? In another place he said, if your donkey or whatever falls into the ditch, will you not straight away pull him out on the Sabbath day? Are you going to wait until the next day? And if you do that for your donkey or your ass, ought not this woman then, being a daughter of Abraham, glory to God, ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, this 18 years be loosed? Glory to God. And I say to everyone that's in here, bound with any kind of infirmity, you know, you being a daughter of Abraham, you being a child of God, you need to be loosed. And you should be loosed on such a day as this. Glory to God. So let's keep believing as we read through these scriptures. They are so powerful. All the things that the Lord did. Let me give you some other examples of where Jesus healed people. Just healed everybody. You know, whether one thing or the other, he just healed them. Didn't make the Lord any difference at all. It made no difference to him. He healed them all. You know, and he just healed their sick. Matthew 14 and verse 14. Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. He just healed them. I mean, he was always doing that. I mean, let's read some stories of some blind people that Jesus healed. And is there anybody in this room today with vision impairment or blindness or deafness or whatever? Today is the day. I'm not backing down from any of that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 20. Jesus, let's pick up this story from about verse 29. Hallelujah. When he departed from Jericho, a great multitude followed him. And behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside. You know, they cried unto him as Jesus passed by, have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. And the multitude rebuked them that they should hold their peace. But they cried out the more, have mercy upon us, O Lord, thou son of David. And Jesus stood still and called them and said, what will you that I should do unto you? Now that's the question today. What would you that Jesus should do unto you? The infirmity that you are facing, the sickness, the disease, the oppression of the devil, for yourself or your loved one, what is it that you want the Lord to do? Just say, what is it? I mean, this folk could have said anything. But here's what they said. Lord, that our eyes may be opened. And Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes. And immediately, I love that word in the scriptures. It's always immediately. Glory to God. Immediately, their eyes received sight. Hallelujah. And they followed him. Another story similar to that in Luke chapter 18, verses 35 through about 40 something, maybe 43 or so. Luke chapter 18, we pick it up at verse 35. And it came to pass when it was come nigh to Jericho, there's a certain man, blind man that sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant, because he couldn't see. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And of course, he had heard the fame of Jesus. And so this man, you know, there's a song that we sing that Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. Something good is going to happen to you today, because Jesus of Nazareth is passing by your way. And the Jesus of Nazareth was passing by, this man said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they rebuked him, the people who were around. Keep quiet. But he cried out the more. Hallelujah. You know, so, you know, sometimes when we are trying to get a hold of the Lord, there are many voices that we try to drown your voice of faith. We covered voices, all kinds of voices in this room a few weeks back. But this man, he cried out the more. He would not be denied. Once he knew that Jesus was around, now's my time to get healing, my opportunity for me to reach out. Have mercy on me. Now, that's one thing, one prayer that I ask people to always pray. When you don't know anything else to pray, when your faith is not working, when whatever is not going, you reach out to his mercy. Glory to God. When you can reach out, that is one prayer call that Jesus can never turn his ears away from. That cry for mercy. And Jesus stood still. In this place said Jesus stood, but in the account in Mark 10, he said he stood still. Stopped him firmly on his tracks. Glory to God. That's what the cry for mercy does to the Lord. And he commanded, he brought to him, and so forth. And he said, what shall I do unto you? Again, had a similar question. And he said, Lord, that I may, you know, receive my sight. And the Lord said unto him, receive thy sight. Glory to God. Receive your sight. For your faith has saved you. And immediately he received his sight. A similar story in Mark chapter 10. I want to cover all these stories before we pray in the room. Mark chapter 10, verses 46 through about 42. Similar story. In this place, he named this man. He called him blind Bartimaeus. He was the son of Timaeus. Sat by the wayside begging in verse 46. And when he heard that Jesus was, Nazareth was passing by, began to cry. Similar story. And you read all of it, same thing. You know, be of good cheer. You know, he said, and he was healed. He was healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now take a minute to reflect on all these things that we've been talking about. And here is another important question that we need to get an answer to. In Matthew chapter 8, let's get an answer to this question. You know, here. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 2, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. So let's get an answer to this important question here today. I should actually say this all important question. Is it the Lord's will to heal us when affliction comes upon us like that? Is it? So let's get an answer to the question. Lord, if it be your will, you can make me clean. If it be your will, Lord, you can heal me. That may be the prayer of some people in this room today. Lord, if you be your will. Why? Because our tradition and our religion may have taught us that, well, it may not be the will of God. You know, so just, you know, carry your cross and so forth. Well, let's see the answer that Jesus said. I will be thou clean. Glory to God. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Now, this is the answer that the Lord will give to you concerning any situation of healing, need for healing. Healing is an oppressive spirit sickness is an oppressive spirit from the devil. And Jesus, in 1 John chapter 3, we read that in verses 8 and 9, that he was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. Glory to God. You know, that's what he came to do, and that's what he does. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. That's the second part of that verse. Destroy the works of the devil. Well, sickness, we got to come to agreement that sickness is the work of the devil. We got to come to that agreement. You know, if we still think that sickness is, you know, well, maybe it's the will of God. No, it's not the will of God. Does it mean that anybody then that's afflicted with sickness, you know, it was their sin that brought it on? No. The answer to that as well is no. Because we see this story in John chapter 9. The man who was born blind 40 years now. He was born blind, and Jesus passing by, you know, his disciples saw this man and asked Jesus. In John chapter 9, he said, look, they said to him, Lord, this man that was born blind like this, what happened? Was it this man's sin, or was it his parents that sinned that made him to be born blind? John chapter 9 and verse 2. And the answer that Jesus gave, we should convince ourselves of the answer that Jesus gave to this question. So every time we see somebody that is, you know, have a blindness, or illness, or this or that, you know, and they say they're a believer, let's not quickly jump to conclusion in our mind that it's something they did or something somebody in their ancestry did that brought this upon them. Maybe not. Jesus said here, neither has this man sinned, nor yet his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Well, first time I read this verse many years ago, it was the hardest thing for me to understand in that Bible. And I just said, Lord, I mean, why? I mean, 40 years for the works of God to be made manifest in him? I couldn't understand it. It took me a long time. I struggled with it. But eventually, the Lord gave me the answer. Glory to God. So, you know, the devil walks, and he has been walking since the beginning of time. You know, but one day, it might just be, you know, the day of deliverance. And today is that day. Today is that day. This is what we ought to say, you know, just like the Bible says that today is the day of salvation. You know, today is also the day of healing. So it wasn't the man's sickness that was the works of God. No, that was the works of the devil. But the day that the Lord brought healing to this man, then were the works of God made manifest in him. And so, you know, it is an amazing secret for us to understand that everyone that is plagued with an illness or sickness, it wasn't necessarily a sin, their sin or somebody else's sin that brought it on them. It could just be the works of the devil, which it is most of the time. And the Lord will heal. Hallelujah. Now, let me read to us some secrets also that Jesus gave us concerning the same power that he gave to his disciples to do the same thing that he did, which is to heal the sick. Glory to God. So let's read, first of all, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good. Acts 10 and 38, and healing all. Now that's again, A-L-F, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And Luke, the apostle who wrote this book of Acts, he said, look, we were eyewitnesses of these things, which we saw that were done in the land of Jews and so forth. You know, he was there, and he said, we saw these things. So God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and power. And he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Well, that's the account that Luke gave after Jesus left. Well, let's see what Jesus himself had to say about that. When he was leaving, He prayed this prayer in John chapter 17 and verse 18. Here's what he said. Praying to God the Father, Jesus said, "As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I also sent them into the world." Well, how did Jesus send them into the world? In Matthew chapter 10, verses 7 to 8, he sent them, he said, "Go and preach the kingdom. And when you do, heal the sick." That's right. Matthew 10, verses 7 and 8. "Go and preach and say the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead even. Cast out devils." I mean, devils, you know, there's a devil that causes blindness. There's a devil that causes deaf and dumb. We got to cast those things out. "Freely you have received, and freely you give." That's all right. That's important too. We cannot sell gifts of healing. Workings of miracles cannot, may not, and should not, must not ever be pawned off for a price or merchandise. You know, so it's free. The Lord is the one that does these things freely. Nobody should ever be charged a price, and you should never pay a price for anybody. Now, if you go to a physician and they're helping you, that's different. But somebody speaking in the name of the Lord and claiming they have a charismatic gifts to heal you and asking for some money before you can be healed, you know, they have a lying spirit. You know, so get away from that. Glory to God. Now, you will be healed freely from the Lord. Hallelujah. And Jesus, when he was about to leave in John chapter 20 and verse 21, he said the same things to the disciples again. Remember, he prayed it in prayer to the Father. He said, "As you have sent me, even so I have sent them." But now he says it directly to them, point blank. "As my Father has sent me." This is John chapter 20 and verse 21. "As my Father has sent me, even so send I you." Glory to God. Well, how did the Father send him? Well, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. That's how God sent him. And he turned around and said to us that "I have sent you the same way." Glory to God. So we can actually go and read the same thing that Jesus read in the synagogue when he came in Luke chapter 4 and verse 18. He found a place where it was written in the book of Isaiah that "the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor and heal the sick and open the eyes of the blind, deliver those who are bound, set at liberty the captives," and all that. We can actually do the same thing now. So I'm going to go to Isaiah 61 and read it for myself, because Jesus said, "As the Father sent me, even so send I you." And since Jesus in the synagogue made that declaration and read it and turned around and said to disciples, "Even as my Father has sent me, so send I you," let me also read to you here this morning to give you assurance that the power of the Lord is present here to heal, just like it was with Jesus. "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me." Amen. "Because the Lord has anointed me," or I should say, the Lord has sent me forth, just like the Father sent him forth, "to preach good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, to open up the prison," my goodness, "to them that are bound." And you know, if you read further, it even talks about giving people beauty for ashes, oil of joy for mourning, garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, and all these things. And if you go and read the way that Jesus read it, the version that they gave, I mean, that the way it was quoted in Luke chapter 4, when he was in the synagogue, and verse 18, he actually called out a few more things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He point blank called out a few more things. Recovering of sight to the blind. was one of the things he called out there. So let me read it to you in Luke chapter 4 and verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Glory to God. You know, so the power of the Lord is present in the room today to do all these things. Hallelujah. Now, wilt thou be made whole? Yourself or your loved one that you are in the room for today. Today is the healing room, and we are about to go into a time of prayer and to believe God. Now, before I do that, let me read to you Isaiah chapter 58. And let me tell you some things that the Lord instructed us to do. I have been seeking the Lord with my wife for many days. And here is what the Lord said that we should do when we have a time of fasting and seeking the Lord. Isaiah 58 and verse 5. You know, he said, look, is this a fast that I have chosen for you to afflict your soul? Put your head down in bulrush, cover yourself with sackcloth and ashes. Is that the kind of fast? Will you call that an acceptable day unto the Lord? God said, no. You know, but this is the fast that I have chosen. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. So we're going to loose the bands of wickedness in here this morning. You know, we are going to, by the power of God, undo some heavy, you know, heavy burdens. Look, that devil, when he strikes, I mean, it may be a family member, you know, it's a heavy burden. Because you got to spend all your time running up and down, you know, taking care of them and on so forth like that. You know, some moments you are joyful, and then when you remember that problem, it's a burden. It's a heavy burden. But the Lord said, look, this is the time to lose those heavy burdens. Oppressing spirits, you know, there's so many ways that this can work. The spirit of oppression, you know, this is the way that the enemy works. Oppressing spirits. He comes like that to bring oppression to people. You know, in so many ways, through sickness, through disease. I'm focusing today on sickness and disease, but there's so many other ways that rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places, so many ways that they bring this oppression, you know, but the Lord has that power to break them, break the power, break every yoke. How does he do it? Well, Isaiah chapter 10 and verse 27 will tell you. The way he does it is by the anointing. He said, I will break the Assyrian. I will break his yoke from off your shoulder. And it will be because of the anointing of God. Glory to God. Now, the anointing of God, I believe, is present in this room on today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, because the anointing of God is present, we believe that the power of God is also present. Hallelujah. And the Lord is here to set us free. The Lord is here to set us free. And I say, just like the Lord, and you should listen. There's a powerful room we did, you know, a couple months ago. You should listen to it. It's called The Four Carpenters, the Four Horns and the Four Carpenters. You know, these four horns, they are these things that we just read in Isaiah 58. These four horns that are sent to trouble the people of God. You know, heavy burdens, oppressing spirits, you know, all of these things that the devil brings, yokes and so on. Different yokes and, you know, all of that. But God also sent powers to combat those. And those powers, glory to God, we have with us today. So let me read it to you again, all the things that God's going to do in this room today. Every which way that the devil has come in, he has come in or may come in or may have come in one way. We're going to make him flee. Seven different ways here this morning. Glory to God. One of us will chase 8,000 here this morning. And two of us combining together can chase 10,000 through the power of God. Just believe it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, undoing the heavy burdens, loosening the bands of wickedness, setting the oppressed free, and breaking every yoke. Now, bands of wickedness, that's one of those horns. Heavy burdens is one of those horns. Oppressing spirits is another one of those horns. And different kinds of yokes, it's one of those horns as well. But God has, you know, the power of God to combat every single one of those. And it's the power is here with us today. So if you are in this room right now, and you need prayer for yourself, or you need prayer for a loved one, I want you to come. I'm not doing this by just you sitting in the lobby today. Come onto the platform and stand in prayer for somebody or for yourself. Now, if you are there, many people are already on stage. If you want to do that, also raise your hand. One of the moderators will bring you to the stage. There is a certain day that God appoints certain things. And on a day like this, he has appointed this healing room. So don't let it pass you by. When Jesus of Nazareth was passing by, that man would not be denied. You know, so, and we've read the story, in many of these stories that we read in the Bible. So we've read many of those stories, you know, that the Lord would bring healing to all these people. Bring healing to them. Healing to the woman also, you know, that would not be denied. When the Lord said to her, you know, for her daughter it was, I said, look, I cannot take children's bread and give it to dogs. But she would not be denied. And she said, look, doesn't matter either way. You know, you can read that story in Mark 7. There's one of them like that. And there's other places in the Bible. There's one account here in Mark 7. She's in this place. She's called the Syrophoenician woman. There's another account in Matthew chapter 15. Jesus said, let the children first be filled. Can't take the children's bread and give it to dogs. But the woman said, well, yes, Lord. Yet the dogs will eat, you know, the crumbs underneath the table. She would not be denied. You know, so Matthew 15, you know, also gives us, you know, a similar story. This woman would not be denied everything. You can read that story from verse 22 of Matthew 15. A woman of Canaan came out of the host. Have mercy upon me. Remember, that's the prayer of mercy again. O Lord, son of David, my God, daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. So you can be standing for someone else. You know, and Jesus answered her not a word. Let's look at this one because it's actually very interesting. All the process that Jesus demonstrated here of how sometimes your prayer may be delayed. We can see that in this story. Jesus answered her not a word. So some of you have been praying. God does not seem to be answering as the first thing. You know, heaven seems to be black, you know, brass, nothing happening. God is not hearing. Your prayer is not getting through. You are praying. You are believing God. You are fasting. You are doing everything. Nothing is working. Now, that's the first thing we learn from this story. Jesus answered her not a word. Matthew 15 and verse 23. And then the disciples even came to her, you know, to him and said, send her away. But she cried after us. You know, so you know, there may be circumstances that come against you to try to even discourage you. That's the other discouragement. First, there seems to be no answer. So let's look at all the phases here. First, there is no answer because Jesus answered her not a word. Second, there was discouragement from circumstances around you. Say, look, you know, it's time for you to give up, you know, just, you know, resign and, you know, find some other means, you know, deal with it, bear your cross. That's it. Whatever. You know, so there's so many discouragements. Let's look at step by step discouragement. And then even Jesus said to her, you know, that it's not meet for me to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. So that's yet another discouragement. You may say, well, it's not for me. Healing is not for me. There's no more healing in these days. God doesn't heal anymore. I don't deserve it. Whatever it is. In this case, this was, I don't deserve it. This was, you don't deserve it, was the story here that Jesus was bringing up. It's not for you. You don't deserve it. I got to give it to the children, not to the dogs. Well, deserve it or not, this woman would not be denied. Now, look at all these things that are trying to deny her, trying to discourage her. No answer. Discouragement. You don't belong. It doesn't belong to you. You don't deserve it. Whatever. But she found a way, you know, to get past all of those discouraging scenarios. I said to the Lord, yes, maybe I don't deserve it, but, you know, sometimes the crumbs will fall to the ground. Hallelujah. And Jesus picked up on that and said, my goodness, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen. We are here, men and brethren. It is the hour to pray and believe God. Now, I've read the scriptures. I've made a declaration from the word of God, how God sent Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, and how he also sent us and said, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. We've read all the scriptures. We've seen all the cases where Jesus healed them all. Didn't matter what it was. He healed them all. He healed them by his word. Psalm 107 verse 20, we've read that. He sent his word and healed them. And we've seen the psalmist also say, the Lord heals all my diseases. So here it is today. Let's believe God. Now, you may not be sick yourself, but you may be praying for somebody else. That's okay too. We're doing that in this room today. Or you may not even know anybody that is sick, but you want to pray for those who have prayer requests in this room. That's perfectly okay too. In fact, we welcome that. You know, we want to stand together, band together in prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, because the Lord sent, you know, not just, you know, one carpenter, but four carpenters against the horns that came to fray and to scatter Israel. And so there are people here that will stand with me in prayer today against the oppressing spirits, against the heavy burdens, you know, against, you know, all of the things that devil brings, sickness and disease in particular today. So we are coming up against. So I'm going to change the order of the room now, and we're going to believe God. Now, even if you are not on stage, and even if you are on stage, you know, whatever you are believing God for, you can put it in the chat room now, or you can say it before the Lord. Remember this scripture we've quoted in this room many, many times. And I'll quote it again today. In the book of Numbers, chapter 14 and verse 28. As you speak in my ears, even so will I do unto you. Glory to God. Behold, saith the Lord, I have commanded you to rise up in my name and to take dominion over these evil oppressor of my people, and to let him gain no ground, either in thy soul or thy body. For ye are healed and set free by the word of the Lord. Claim it, saith the Lord, and declare your deliverance. Even your sins are forgiven. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, what is it that we are believing God for? Let's see what the Lord will do for us this morning. Now, remember, Jesus said, I will, be thou clean. When they asked him, if you will, you can make me whole. Now, let's settle that in our hearts. It is God's will to set us free. It is God's will to heal the sickness, the disease, whoever and whomsoever we are praying for today, either for yourself or somebody else. It is God's will. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, as I pray over this room right now, glory to God, we have declared thy word. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, I am he that confirmeth the counsel of my messengers. Glory to God. I also, while I'm at it, I frustrate the tokens of the liars and make dividers to be mad. Now, all tokens of lies over the lives of the children of God, I say, well, this sickness is a cross that you must bear. That's a token of lies. Well, you know, this sickness came upon you because of some disease or some sickness. That may be a token of lie. Well, it may be true too. Whatever. I mean, because of some sin, I meant to say. You know, that may be a token of lie. And even if it is true, the Bible says that he has healed you too. And forgiven your sins. It's a complete package. It goes together. Bruised for our iniquities. Wounded for our transgressions. And we're healed by his stripes. It's a complete package. If any man is sick, even in James, he said, call for the elders of the church. The prayer of faith will not only heal them, but if they committed any sins, they'll also be forgiven. So all the tokens of lies that say that this is something that you must deal with, those are tokens of lies that must be broken. The yokes that the enemy have put upon us, heavy burdens that they put upon you because your loved one is sick. It may be a parent, it may be a spouse, it may be a daughter, it may be whatever, or son. It may be a friend. It may be a friend's son. It may be whomsoever. It may be a neighbor or anybody that we know, a brother and a sister in the Lord. Today we stand in the gap for everyone. And I call over everyone in this room the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord. The name that God has given him, Jesus Christ. A name that is above every name. And every sickness that is named under heaven has a name. And if it has a name, the name of Jesus is high. For God has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name. That at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee must bow. I command every sickness and every disease that have plagued the people of God. Ought not the children of God on such a day as this be set loose from this thy infirmity? Woman, thou art loosed from this thy infirmity. Man, thou art loosed. And for everyone that is within the hearing of my voice, either hearing it directly right now in this room, or during the replays, the power of God is still there. I pray and I command deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. As you go, heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead even. Cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Every devil, there's a devil that's behind blindness. There is a devil that's behind, you know, deaf and dumb. Jesus cast them out by his word. I command all those devils to be come out of the people of God. Come out in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I command the sickness, spirit of infirmity. Is there no balm in Gilead? Why then is the daughter of my people not recovered and healed? There is the power of God that's present in this room today. Heal. Heal every disease, heal every sickness, and break every yoke in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is powerful like that, to break every yoke. Glory to God. Now, I want you to take the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Take the name of Jesus. And remember, this woman, she pressed through the crowd. She was another one that would not be denied. Issue of blood for 12 years. Tried everything with doctors and so on. Could nothing be better, but rather grew worse. But she said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, glory to God, I will be made whole. And she pressed her way through the crowd. She zeroed in on what she wanted. And she got it too. And the Lord said, who touched me? Among the multitudes of people that were there, one person touched him with a touch of faith. Is that you in here this morning? Are you the one person that will touch the Lord despite everybody that's in the room today? Your touch of faith will cause virtue to come out of the Christ. In the name of Jesus, may you touch the Lord today by faith. In Jesus' name. By faith for yourself or by faith for your loved one, by faith for whomsoever you're standing in prayer for. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Now, how do you go about disposing a strong man, you know, of his captives? Well, first of all, you have to be stronger than he. And then you have to bind him with chains and fetters, you know, so he will not be able to bestir himself. And then you set his captives free. So in the name of Jesus, for every strong man that are taking the people captive, blindness, deafness, dumbness, whatever it is, illness in the blood, leukemia, even cancer of the colon, and all kinds of things, cancer of this and cancer of that. Strong men that are taking people captive, arthritis, and what have you. I come against them in the name of the Lord. Bind them with spiritual handcuffs in the name of Jesus. I command the captives to go free. Free indeed. Free at last and free indeed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Even those that were taken captive, you know, at their own will because they didn't know. You know, the Lord said, even the lawful captive shall be delivered. Hallelujah. According to Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 24 and 25. The prey shall be taken from the mighty even today. And the lawful captive shall be delivered from his hand, saith the Lord. The captives of the mighty will be taken away. The prey of the terrible shall be delivered. And I will contend with thee. Him that contended, and I will even save thy children. That's a powerful promise. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. And I will feed them that oppress you with their own flesh. The enemy fall into his own traps. In Jesus' name. I pray the power and the grace of God. Remember, Malachi chapter 4 and verse 2. Unto them that fear my name. Unto you that fear my name. That's really what he said. You that fear my name, here's a point blank promise. If you fear the name of the Lord, glory to God. You know, people used to pray in the Bible and say, Lord, you know, a woman will come to the prophet and you know, my servant, my husband, your servant is dead, but you know, he feared the Lord. And now, you know, the debtors have come. The creditors have come to take my children, but my husband, your servant feared the Lord. They would say that. Micah will also say to Elijah, you know, I fear the Lord. You know how I hid the prophets of the Lord by 50 in a cave and I fed them with water. People, and even, Hezekiah, when he was told he was going to die, he cried unto the Lord and said, look, Lord, you know how I fear the Lord. I've walked in the integrity of my heart. Yeah. And they put their claim before the Lord. And the Lord said, come and let us reason together. Plead your strong cause, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us declare it that thou mayest be justified. So for those of, if you fear the Lord, here is a point blank promise for you. There are many promises for those that fear the Lord. angel of the Lord encamping around you is another one. But here is a point blank one for this room today. For those of you that fear the name of the Lord, Malachi 4:2. The Son, S-U-N, of righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. That's a point blank promise. And Father Lord, your word that has gone out of your mouth will not fail, and it shall not return unto you void. Even so, let it be. Let the wings from the Son of Righteousness be spread over this room and over everyone that believes your name today. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, I want you, those of you who would like to either declare something or pray along or say a prayer for yourself or for a loved one or a spouse or whatever, and you are on stage, I want you to, we'll go around the room. There's an opportunity for you to pray and say something. And if you are believing God, the word is already gone out. All you got to do is be it unto me, Lord, according to thy word. That's all you got to do. You know, but don't be denied. Don't take no for an answer. It is God's will to heal. We've read that already. So what say you here this morning? Are you believing God? Let me look at the chat room first of all and see if there is somebody that is trusting the Lord for something. Someone says prostate cancer for a brother. My goodness. There was another man, that needs to be healed of mental illness. I'm reading the things that I'm seeing in the room. You know, healing for my son and granddaughter as well. Healing for my daughter, my son, and myself. Yes, it is appropriate. It's a healing room today. Total healing in my life, in the life of my husband, she said. Glory to God, and myself too. Hallelujah. Healing for my children and my husband. Wow. There's just so many needs here today. But, you know, all of these things God has made provision for. So, Father, I present unto you. Remember one time, Ezekiah, he spread the letter before the Lord. The letter that Sennacherib, you know, brought, you know, and how they, chided the Lord. He took that letter and he spread it before the Lord. Glory to God. So I spread these writings, Lord, this morning before you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And some of you also gave prayer requests in the room yesterday. You know, and all of that, praying over it, motivated me to do this room today. So the prayer requests from yesterday and even today, there were some burdens that were released in the, you know, or mentioned in the room yesterday. All of that today. May you receive your answers in Jesus' name. Healing for an uncle, healing for an auntie, you know, from Pearl, she wrote that. Sister Veronica, she wrote that she's receiving. I know, Sister Veronica, you raised a burdenous prayer yesterday. Something was burdening your heart that you prayed about in this room, that you put in the chat room. I know, Sister Mary, you raised prayer yesterday, and you've raised prayer here as well today for your husband, your son, your granddaughter, you know, Sister Julia, I see the prayers, prostate cancer for a brother that you know, somebody else called Emmanuel that needs to be delivered from mental illness. Hallelujah. You know, we covered all these things today. Sister Mami, you've raised prayer this morning for, you know, your daughters, your son, and yourself. You've raised prayers, and the Lord hear them all. You know, glory to God. And Sister Mary, I know you called out your husband's name here, and I'm calling his name also, Coyote Balogun, before the Lord, because as you have spoken before me, said the Lord, even so, as you've spoken in my ears, so will I hear and do unto you. So I'm calling out these names. Hallelujah. Total healing in the life of Ifani. Hallelujah. And he said, I will testify from Sister Veronica, Sister Chioma, healing for my children and my husband. We're calling it out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, don't let anything stop you. We need to undo the heavy burdens this morning. Heavy burdens, when this thing burden your heart, you know, you can't really function properly. You know, so God needs to take away those heavy burdens. And he has given an anointing through consecrated prayer and fasting to do this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So now, I thank you, Lord, for all these requests. And if I missed anyone too, Lord, I spread this chat room before you, Lord. I spread this chat room before the Lord. If there's anything in here that I missed, Lord, I spread it before you. The eye of the eagle misses nothing. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm talking about the eagle. The lion ministry and the eagle ministry have now combined together to give us complete authority over all sickness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So for every sickness that is here named this morning, I thank you, Lord, because power is here to heal. Power of God is here to heal. Sister Titila, I'm praying for her parents and her converts to be delivered from various addictions. Glory to God. Sister Heather, praying for her husband to be healed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sister Pearl, praying for a dear friend to be healed. And on, healing for my daughter. Sister Heather says, so all these things that you have laid before the Lord today. Now, let me tell you this. Put it here and leave it here. Don't pick it up again. Glory to God. You know, once you put it here, it is done, saith the Lord. Glory to God. God has seen it. He has answered it. The testimonies will be coming forth. And don't wait. You know, as early as tomorrow, some of you will have testimonies. As early as tomorrow, when we come back in this room, as early as tomorrow, start to give the testimonies. And any day, it may not be tomorrow, it may be 2 days from now, 3 days from now, when you have that testimony, you know, make sure you give it when you come here. Remember, the 10 lepers that were healed, only one of them came and gave glory to God. So as you get this healing today, come, and as God begins to work this thing, come back and give glory to God. And testify. You know, testify to your friends how God healed you. It doesn't matter who prayed for you. It's not about the person who prayed. It's about the power of God that healed you. So give the glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Whew, praise God. Well, welcome to the room, everyone. We're going to do something great in a minute. You know, so let me just acknowledge Mickey and Heather and Victoria. I mean, you guys are all here. You know, and I am, you know, asking anyone, I know you've posted your request in the prayer room, and that's good. And if you still want to come on, say, in a minute, I'm going to ask people that are on stage to unmute their mic, and we're going to pray together. And if you're here, and even if you don't come to stage, wherever you are, don't be silent. Glory to God. Open your mouth and thank Him and receive their deliverance. So much power in this room today. And people may not be used to this kind of thing, but, you know, this is it. It's the word of God. And remember what God said in Isaiah 55, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. As the heaven is so far above the earth, so far are my ways above your ways. Are my thoughts above your thoughts? And the way that God will do things, you know, God is not a one-way traffic that must be done a certain way. The man that was waiting, you know, for the stirring of the pool in John chapter 5, oh, he was zeroed in on the water and the angel and the moving of the pool. But on that particular day, on a certain day, Jesus got on the scene. He said, look, today, it's not about the water. It's not about the angel. It's not about the moving of the pool. It's not about whether you can get in the pool or not. The master is right here. Glory to God. So let's not just zero in on, oh, this is, you know, somebody got to go over here and strike their hand over your head before you can be healed. Pour oil on your head before you can be healed. Do this and that before you be healed. You know, people can be looking for God's healing in many different ways or specific ways, but the Lord can come out a different way. Because my ways are not your ways, said the Lord. My thoughts are not your thoughts. So today, it's, you know, you could be prayed about this for a long time. People might have prayed with you or so forth. The heaven may have been brass, all of that. But I say to you by the word of the Lord today, this is a new day. Glory to God. Receive grace for new beginnings today in the name of Jesus.